couple to Romans. God's romance with humanity. God's romance with humanity. And I really appreciate you two coming. Both of me, were both of you at the wedding? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to read this right straight out of the Greek. You have your Amplified Bible today.
No,
you don't have the Amplified today. All right. The book of Romans is so beautiful from the original languages that I just have to go from that. We'll look at it in Greek. I'm not going to read it to you much in Greek at all, but I'm going to read you the translation of it. We're going to chase around in the New Testament just a little bit from this verse here, 3:26. Last week we talked about what sin was. Remember the different words for sin in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. And the Hebrew far excels the Greek when it comes to sin, doesn't it? As far as vocabulary goes. But now we're going to talk about the true gospel. What is the true gospel? A lot of people talk about preaching the gospel today. But Paul the Apostle was defined the gospel, the anatomy of the gospel, so plainly. The anatomy of soteriology. The anatomy of the gospel. And in 3:26, it says, in the forbearance. That word is anoke, and it means holding back. What do you do when you forbear somebody?
Grace.
You have patience with them. Have you ever had somebody that you had to have a lot of patience with?
Amen.
Brother Mike? You're just sitting there like this. Have you ever had anybody you had to have a lot of patience with?
Amen.
Yeah. How about ourselves? You know, God has patience with us.
Amen.
It means to hold back. To hold back. If you were God, how many times would you have killed you?
Yeah.
How many? How many times? How many times would he killed your neighbors? The forbearance of God, the holding back of God. Toward, it says here, the showing forth of the pointing out of righteousness. The pointing out of righteousness. The pointing out of righteousness. How do you point out righteousness? How did God point out righteousness?
Through His Son Jesus.
Huh?
Through His Son Jesus.
That was one of the ways He could show what righteousness was. What was the way before that?
The law. Yeah.
The law shows what righteousness is. Now, I remember I was going to a little old church that didn't preach the gospel at all. I mean, you didn't hear the gospel in that church. None. Zero. None. But they gave me a Bible. It made me dangerous. I read the whole thing. And I had just become an orphan. I was just turned. I was an orphan before I was 13 years old. I was still 12. I had lived with my grandmother most all of my life, except when I was off with my outlaw stepfather. And I was just out in the world alone, and I was just terribly depressed and just felt lost, just totally helpless. You're 13 years old, and just barely 13 years old, and you're on your own. And I was traveling from one home to the other and staying with people and didn't get along with my mother's house, and so I just go from here to there, and I stayed a lot with this preacher. And this preacher that was the pastor of this church was a very godly man, but the man didn't know the Bible at all. They didn't preach the Bible. It was all emotion. Get up and have an emotional experience. Talk about, you know, little things happened in their lives this week, and almost all the whole service was testimonial services. It wasn't the gospel at all. I didn't know what the gospel was. Didn't have any idea what the gospel was. But I read the Bible. And I read the Old Testament, and where does the Bible begin? In the book of Genesis, and you go all there, and you get all the way through the Old Testament. I'm going to tell you something. Do you see any grace in there anywhere? I thought I was going to have to kill my dog and offer him up for my sins or my chickens or something until I got to the New Testament. And I got to the New Testament, I found about Jesus, you know, the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Of course, I didn't understand any of that at all. The things I teach are pretty advanced theology. I didn't know anything, period. There wasn't anything that I knew. It's all brand new to me. And I went forward in that church, and an old woman went there with me that had been my former grandmother. She was my ex-step grandmother. And she knew the Lord. And she led me to the Lord right there. Told me how to ask the Lord to save my soul. I was going through that Old Testament. I mean, all I had was doom and gloom in that Old Testament. That law is horrible. And I just said, there's no way in the world I could ever keep this thing. I mean, this isn't going to happen. I'm going to go to hell. Can't do this, you know. And how am I going to do it? You know, you go do this, you do this, you go make this offering, this offering, this offering. I had no idea. What am I going to give? Got a dog and a chicken and some things, you know. I have Jesus now. That's good, Jesus. The forbearance of God, the holding back of God toward the showing of the righteousness. All right? For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. That word pointing out there means to point out. It's indexing. What word in English do you think comes from that indexing?
Index.
That means to point out. A sign going down the road has an arrow on it, you know. Arrow, go this way, go that way. And that's what God says, showing out what the dikaiosynes is. Dikaiosynes. What is the dikaiosynes, Brother David? You remember that word?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. How do we get righteous? How do we get righteous?
Study in the Word.
How do you get righteous? Sharon, how do you get righteous?
By accepting
Christ. And his righteousness is applied to us, transferred to us. Isn't that beautiful? As you study the Word, yes, it convicts you of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, and you clean your life up, you do all these things, but this is afterwards. A lot of people try to clean their life up and things to get to heaven. That's not going to work. It doesn't work. In the present season, it says, and he's a justifier of those that are come out of the faith of Jesus. 327. It says, where then is boasting? Where therefore is bragging? It was shut out completely. It was caused to be shut out completely. And by the way, that's in punctiliar action. That's first errors. Mm-hmm. That's knife blade. How does God shut off our righteousness and our bragging? Ephesians 2 and 8 says what? Ephesians 2 and 8. What's 2 and 8 say? For in grace you're having been saved. Through what? Through faith. And then what does it say there? That not out of you. A lot of these churches say, you've got to have faith, you've got to have faith, you've got to have faith. You've got to have faith or you can't come to God. You've got to have faith. You've got to muster up this faith. And a lot of these people that do this healing and everything else, they say, well, you don't heal because you don't have any faith. Where's faith come from? That's God, not us. It's from God. It is from God. The faith comes from us. For in grace you're having been saved. That's a direct translation from the Greek. For in grace you're having been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, and it not of works, lest any man should what? Boast. Here, Paul wrote that letter there, didn't he? The Galatian letter to the Galatian churches. Who wrote this book in Romans? Paul. Do you think he's saying the same thing twice? Absolutely, he's saying the same thing twice. Where then is the boasting? Is it excluded? All right. The law works? Was it by the agency of the law works? No, but by the law of faith. The law of faith. Law of faith. What did the Apostle Paul have problems with all the time? Judaizers. Judaizers and Judaism. Was Paul ever killed by Jews?
Pretty close.
He was killed. When he was in Lystra, he was stoned to death. They left him in the dump, dead. And God raised him back up. Paul the Apostle in 2 Corinthians said, I knew a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, went up to the third heaven and saw things that were unexplainable. He talked about himself going to heaven. And the Lord sent him back down because he wasn't finished with him.
Amen.
Wasn't finished with him. Every place Paul went, they tried to kill him. He was arrested in Jerusalem, wasn't he? By the Jews. They wanted to kill him right there, didn't they? Absolutely. Wanted to kill him again. And then what did he do? He had a tremendous military escort from Jerusalem to Caesarea. Hundreds of Roman soldiers protected him. Why? Why did they do it? You remember? Because he's a Roman citizen. Thank you, young lady. That's sharp. You get an A+. He was a Roman citizen. And if a Roman citizen was hurt in any way, those in authority could be crucified. That was not a good death. Crucifixion. So, they're afraid. And so he sent like 300 horsemen and cavalries and everything you can think of. I mean, they escorted him there safely and they had to guard him. Guard him. His nephew tipped it all. His nephew is the one that tipped him. Now, what about the Apostle Paul's life? What was he originally?
Pharisee.
He was a Pharisee. A Pharisee of Pharisees, which meant what? What were they technically called? Brother Roger?
Zealot.
Yeah, okay. What was the technical? Zealot, yes. A Sicarii. What is a Sicarii? The Sicarii. They were killers. They were knife men. This is the Jewish mafia. The Jewish mafioso. Where did they go when they escaped? Some of them escaped from Masada.
Sicily.
Sicilian. The mafioso. That's where it came from. Buzzig Siegel, the guy that started Las Vegas. There you are. A lot of that. You go back and you look at in the history of the Jewish mafia, and that's where they came from. These people carried stilettos. This is not Italiano. This is Jewish. Okay? Now, the Italians took a little bit from them, but the Sicily, now, this is a whole story of these people. Paul was an assassin. Who else in Jesus' family and his church were assassins? Sicarii. Judas Iscariot. Who else? And Simon. It called him Simon the Zealot, Simon the Sicarii. Look it up. Go to the internet and look up Sicarii. And you go back there. And what caused Jerusalem to fall? The Sicarii caused Jerusalem to fall because they were going around. And what was their little mode of execution, Brother Bill? The Sicarii.
Long knife.
Now they had a long knife. They had these double-edged knives, and they slip on a Roman soldier and behind him and reach around and stuff that knife up through in his chest and twist that into his heart and walk off and let him bleed out. That's how they killed him. And that's what they were doing. And that's why the Roman legions went after him. And Jesus stood on Mount of Olives and looked over to Jerusalem. He said, Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, how many times I would have called you as a mother hen does a little baby chicken, but what? You would not come. There won't be very many days now, and there's no one stone left upon another. The Sicarii caused the downfall of Jerusalem. They went out there to Masada, Herod's fortress, and they would slip in and out of there and kill. And that was their. And guess who was one of the group? Who were the three people that were going to be crucified when Jesus was crucified? Barabbas, which was the head leader of the Sicarii. And these Sicarii, these Jewish mafia, would go from Jewish city to Jewish city, and they would go in and just absolutely surround the whole people and rob them and give them and make them give them money and food and sometimes take their daughters as concubines as they would go. They would go from place to place. The two people that were crucified with Jesus were Sicarii. It called them robbers, but they were robbers and murderers. Maybe a Sicarii is the one that remember the guy, the what we call the Good Samaritan? Maybe the Sicarii robbed and stole this guy and left him for dead. Okay. Now, when Jesus was being tried, Pontius Pilate, you read Pontius Pilate's letter. You can go on the internet and read part of Pontius Pilate's letter, his defense of Jesus. And he was absolutely convinced that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. And he told his father-in-law, and who was his father-in-law? Tiberius Caesar was his father-in-law. Pontius Pilate's wife was the daughter of Tiberius Caesar. Okay? By a concubine. And he told him that this Jesus is a tremendous prophet of God. If we even would, that would be unlawful to call him a prophet, because he indeed is God. And Tiberius Caesar had the Roman soldiers protect the young church. From who? The Jews. The Jews. Okay? And then we had a real problem after the other Caesar gotten. Which Caesar began to persecute Christians? Nero. Okay. Well, now here we have the layout of all of this. The Apostle Paul has been killed. He's on trial. He's being persecuted. He's been stoned. He's been whipped. How many times was he whipped with a cat of nine tails?
39.
Ever?
39.
Yeah, that's stripes. They had all of these stripes. You know, they had so many leaded or bronze pieces sewed into this or tied into these leather thongs that they hit them and just ripped them to pieces. If you saw that movie, The Passion, the guy that was playing Jesus in that movie, he actually got hit by one of those accidentally. And he didn't have to act like he was hurting. Just with one. One slipped. They had one slip and it cut him to shreds. He said, I didn't have to act at all when that hit me. That was hard. Paul was whipped like that. Let's go on a little bit further. The law of faith. The faith in the law produces faith in Christ, a fulfillment of the law of grace. Number 28. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Paul is writing to the church at Rome. Almost all the New Testament letters are churches, are letters to churches. What about the Ephesian letter? Tell me about the Ephesian
letter.
That's a circular letter. It wasn't written to the Ephesians one. It's not the Ephesian letter. If you look in your study Bibles over there, it'll say in Ephesus is in parenthesis. This is what we call a general epistle or a circular letter to all the churches. So the epistle of the Ephesians is actually a circular letter to all the churches. But all the churches could learn from the Roman letter, from the churches of Rome, and from the Ephesian letter, and from the Galatian letter. We can all learn from these things. Let's go to the book of Galatians real quick, and let's look at that. Galatians. Galatians, the third chapter. Paul the Apostle is writing this book again to the churches of Galatia. And what was their problem? What was the Galatian problem? Judaism, Judaizers. Okay, all of them the law. They're trying to keep the law. They were these Judaizers. And who were some of the Judaizers? Who were some of the prominent Judaizers in God's churches? Real prominent men.
John Mark
was one of them that wrote the Gospel according to Mark. And the Gospel according to Mark is written through whose eyes?
Peter.
Through Peter's eyes. The Gospel according to Mark is written through Peter's eyes, as if it was Peter. Okay? John Mark was the one Paul got mad at when he was out there and preaching into Europe and Asia Minor, and John Mark took off and left them. Why did John Mark leave them?
Because he didn't like that
he didn't like rubbing elbows with the Gentiles. He wanted to be separate. How many times did God have to tell Peter that the Gentiles were clean? 3 different times when he was going to go found the first Gentile church there. And the first Gentile church was founded where? In Caesarea. All right. And what was the church that it was founded out of? Joppa church. The Joppa church. Peter was preaching at the Joppa church, and God gave him this vision 3 times, and he let down this sheet. It was like a tablecloth with all these unclean animals on it. And he said, "Arise, slay and eat." And he said, "No way. Nothing common and unclean has ever passed these Jewish lips." He's still a Jew, isn't he? Number one Jew. And God showed it to him 3 times. And he said, "Don't you call common and unclean what I have cleaned." In the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis, when Noah gave a prophecy. You remember what that prophecy says, Sharon?
That Jacob will dwell in the tent of Shechem.
That Japheth, who's Japheth? That's Gentiles. That's us, okay? The Gentiles. We're Gentiles. That the Gentiles will dwell in the tents of Shem. What did that mean? Brother A? That the Gentiles would be the ones that would really carry the gospel, not the Jews. The Jews would forsake the gospel. And the churches would become Gentiles. And guess what now? The first church was a Jewish church. But God had a lot of trouble with them. What did God have to do to straighten these Jewish churches out and these Jews? You remember? What did he have to do? He had to destroy the temple in Jerusalem. Destroy the temple in Jerusalem. That's what he had to do. That's why it was destroyed. And he used the Sicarii to do it. Let's go on here to Galatians now. He said, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law?" Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law? Did you?
No.
Did you get the Spirit on the day of Pentecost by the works of the law? And let's go back and straighten something else out here. When was that church started, Brother Russ?
Sea of Galilee.
On the seashores of Galilee. Did it have a treasurer before Pentecost?
Yes, sir.
Did it have a business meeting before Pentecost?
Yes.
Did the church baptize before Pentecost? Did the church have the Lord's Supper before Pentecost?
Yes.
All right. All that happened before Pentecost. What happened on the day of Pentecost? The church received the Comforter. Every person in that church was indwelt by the Spirit of God before the day of Pentecost. But the Comforter is the Comforter of what, Sharon? Of the church. Of the church. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? No flesh will ever get you into heaven. What is the goal of every major cult and ism in the world? Yes.
To do good works.
To do good works. The one thing you're going to say, when you ask somebody, are you going to go to heaven? What do they tell you?
I've been good.
I'm a good guy. It has nothing to do with good being a good guy. This is a pretty sharp girl that you got a hold of there. She's a pretty good theologian. Where'd you get her? Out of some seminary?
Amen.
Works doesn't get you to heaven, does it? What gets you to heaven? The blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, "Did you suffer so many things in vain? if indeed it was in vain? Number five, does he then who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of the faith? The Jews, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, how many groups were there in Jesus' time of these Jewish people? Come on, start naming them.
The
Herodians.
The Sadducees.
The Sadducees.
The Pharisees.
The
Sanhedrin.
Well, that was...
That was the Sadducees.
The Hellenists.
And who?
Hellenized.
The Hellenistic Jews and the Herodians. This is quite a bunch, isn't it? Quite a bunch of people, all divided. And what did they do? They all combined to kill Jesus. They all combined to kill him. All combined to kill him. It says, does he then who provides you with the Spirit and works miracles among you, did it by the works of the law or by the hearing with faith? Did the Jews ever have very many miracles among them? How many miracles of healing were taking place before Jesus came? Who were the scribes? Remember who the scribes were?
The
county clerks. Okay, but they were county clerks, and where did they reside? In the different synagogues. Every time you bought, sold anything, every time you got married or anything, a scribe wrote it down. Every time you traded a donkey for a pot, they wrote it down. You had a bill of sale, and it was recorded in that synagogue. And the synagogue is where you went for divorces and marriages, and where you went to court. And so, in every synagogue, we did this. And the scribes were real busy in Jesus' time because he healed the blind, and they had to go. Every blind person had to go to the synagogue because a blind person was considered a sinner, or else he wouldn't be blind. He was considered a sinner, and so he couldn't go to church. He couldn't go to synagogue. Okay? He couldn't go to the meetings because he's a sinner. He's separate. A leper. Could a leper go to a meeting? No. Okay. Could a woman that was sick and having a bloody issue or anything like that, could she go to synagogue? No. Could a crippled man go to synagogue? No. Why? Because they all thought if they were had done some terrible sin. Remember what the people came to Jesus when he healed that blind man that was blind from his mother's womb for how many years? 38 years? He said, who sinned? He or his parents. Because he's blind. Who sinned? No, neither. None of them. Diseases are diseases. Now, sometimes there was demon possession, wasn't there? And did Jesus ever cast out demons? Who had seven demons in her? She was a Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was a courtesan. What's a courtesan? A high-class prostitute. High-class prostitutes were real good actors. They could play musical instruments. They could sing like canaries and all of this. And were there very many Jewish prostitutes in history? Name me one famous one. Sarah Bernhardt. She was a Jewish prostitute. And why did the Jews, when they went into Europe and all these places, Europe and Russia and all of these different places, how did they get political favors? By their courtesans, their Jewish prostitutes. Sarah Bernhardt had a child by a prince, didn't she? Yeah, by a prince. They would go in there and they'd get involved in these people and they would have political favors. Okay? So this woman was Mary Magdalene was a woman of high renown, a very high class courtesan, very beautiful woman, and had a lot of real high class customers. But how many demons did she have in her? Seven demons. She got that cast out. And she became a God-fearing woman, didn't she? We find out. She became a God-fearing woman. Now, if you're a Mormon, okay, if you're a Mormon, Jesus married Mary Magdalene and had children by her. And he married Martha, too. And he married the other Mary. He was married to two Marys and these women, and he had children. And remember the Da Vinci Code? That's right down their alley. See, we told you so. But that's foolish, isn't it? Jesus didn't come to have all these kids or anything. He said, did you get the hearing by the faith? Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. Verse number 6. Look at that. Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. That kaiosine, as righteousness. And how that is. How are you justified by God? What does God see when He sees you, Sharon? He sees Jesus. He sees His blood. Verse number 7, therefore be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham. Those of the faith, those that have believed are sons of Abraham, not the ones of the law. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand unto who? Abraham. Genesis 9:24-27 tells this story. How the Gentiles would be grafted into the promises of God, and they would become the ones that would carry the gospel. They would dwell, Japheth would dwell in the tents of Shem, saying, all the nations shall be blessed in you. Well, anybody that's ever saved is going to be saved by faith, aren't they? So then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Look at that. Are you saved by grace or saved by works? By grace. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law. Did anybody ever keep the law?
Jesus
is the only one who kept the law. And according to them, He broke it, didn't He? Terrible. Jesus was a terrible sinner, according to them. He healed on the Sabbath. Not only that, He communicated with women of dubious characters. Mary Magdalene. John, the 4th chapter, the woman at the well. That was basically a floozy. A woman of low character. You know that according to the law, their law, the Mishnah and the Talmud, Jesus told them, you have nullified the Word of God by your traditions. That's the Mishnah and the Talmud. Okay? That's the Mishnah and the Talmud. According to the Mishnah and the Talmud, a man could not speak to his wife in public. Your husband's a young lady, Bonnie, if you were out in public, would they? If you were a Jew, you couldn't speak to your husband because that was promiscuous.
I'm not saying
anything.
Yeah. I keep quiet on this. Yeah. I'm not like Bill. I'll be quiet.
Yeah. Best to be quiet sometimes. You couldn't do that. That was promiscuous according to them. Now, that isn't God's law, is it? Oh, you can talk to your wife in public. There's nothing wrong with that. But they just aggravated. They tried to be more righteous than the law spoke. 613 laws. And now, the one who is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith. Where did that come from? Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk. He's quoting the book of the Old Testament. The just shall live by faith. The just shall have back up 2:4 is where it came from. However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Did he hang on a tree?
Amen.
On a cross. In order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Go back into the book of Romans again. Where is the boasting? Paul tells us in Ephesians 2:8-10 there isn't any. He tells us in the book of Galatians, tells us in the book of Hebrews tells us, whoever the writer of Hebrews was. He told the Jews, and the writer of the book of Hebrews told the Jews, that every time you offer a sacrifice, it's blasphemy to God. Forget those ceremonies. Those ceremonies pointed to Christ. Christ is here. Don't go back to something that can't save you. It never saved you at all. Verse 27. Where then is the boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by law of faith. Verse number 28. We maintain that a man is justified by faith, apart, separated from, totally separated from the law. Totally separated from the law. Its word is charis, outside, away from the law. Outside and away from the law. It says in verse number 29, or is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Did Jesus come through some Gentiles? Who were some of the Gentiles that Jesus related to that was his great-grandparents?
Rahab
the harlot, the courtesan. Who else? Ruth the Moabitess. Okay. Ruth the Moabitess. And even through a pretending prostitute. What was her name? Tamar. Through Paris. All right. And since indeed God will justify the circumcision by faith, and the uncircumcision through faith is one. Verse 31, do we not nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law. The law of what?
The law of faith.
The law of faith. Let's get over here to 4 now. We have an example of Abraham. I preached the other day on the parable of Abraham. I was preaching on the parable of Abraham the other night at my house. It was really late at night. I'd been carried away with all kinds of baloney that day. Everything was happening. I wanted to preach that sermon early that day, and I started about 10:45 when I started preaching that message that night, and of course it was being recorded and everything else. At the end of that message, and I mean it was really an evangelistic message, it was really doing good. It was downloaded a lot. But right across the floor in front of me was a great big scorpion walking across the floor. Just walking around. He stayed right in front of the pulpit there. And Carrie was over there yesterday, and I had her look at it the day before. And I said, watch me look at the floor. I said, I'm looking at this scorpion about that long with his tail over his back. And his body was about that big around. He was a big guy. And he's going down there. And, of course, this is nighttime. And he's going across the floor. Now, do you want a scorpion loose in your house at night? I started to just say, hold on, everybody. I got a scorpion in the middle of my floor. I got to go stomp him, and I'll be right back. And I said, that would just totally mess up my sermon. It would just ruin it. So I'm going along our praying. I said, Lord, don't let that thing go anyplace. Let him stay there. You know? And so he just kept on scooting along. And a scorpion can move. They can really go, I mean, fast. But he was just creeping along, creeping along, creeping along. And we got to the end of the message there where I kind of had almost like an altar call all over the world. And then I had a very brief prayer because he was getting ready to go down the duct. And I prayed and I jumped over there and I went real hard on him right there and smashed him in real good. And then I went on. And you can hear that thump on the recording.
Amen.
He didn't. And I was so thankful I didn't have another scorpion growing across there yesterday. And today, I was preaching at a church camp one time and a little old gopher snake wandered around. Everybody got excited about that, but it was a gopher snake. So gopher snakes are good guys. 4 and verse 1. Example of Abraham. The example of Abraham. What shall then we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, has found? Now, was Abraham Paul's forefather? Yeah. Tell me where did Paul, what lineage is Paul from? Let's look at it for just a minute. Lineage. What? The lion of the tribe of Judah was a Messiah, wasn't he? Okay, so he wasn't through that, was he? He's through Benjamin. Who's Benjamin? Benjamin was Jacob's favorite wife's child. Benjamin Who else? What was Saul? What was Paul's name originally? Saul. Who was the first king of Israel? Saul, which was of what? From Benjamin. So we have the Apostle Paul, which was Saul, which is a direct descendant of the first king of Israel. And once through the favorite wife of Jacob. The only wife he ever wanted. He didn't want those others. He didn't want them. He only wanted her. And what children did she have? Joseph and Benjamin. All right. Now, we in the 12 tribes of Israel, we have two of them grafted in, don't we? Ephraim and Manasseh, which were Joseph's children. We don't have the tribe of Joseph. It does call the tribe of Joseph two or three times, but it's in the Bible, but it's Ephraim and Manasseh. Now, he was a real high lineage, the Apostle Paul was, or Saul. What does Saul mean? The one asked about. And the word Sheol, which means hell, is come from that same Hebrew root, doesn't it? Sheol. The place asked about. What then shall say, Abraham our forefather, according to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. The Abrahamic covenant is what we call an unconditional covenant. The Davidic covenant is called what we call an unconditional covenant. What's an unconditional covenant? You remember that, Montana?
It can't be broken.
It can't be broken. Why?
It's eternal.
It depends on who? Upon God only. The unconditional covenants are conditional upon God Himself only. No man-made contract. It's not, nobody, no man signed it. The Abrahamic covenant, when God got ready to sign this covenant with Abraham, and that covenant was that I will bless all your seed will bless everybody in the world, and your spiritual seed will be like the stars of heaven, and your physical seed will be like the sands of the seashore. It says the lip of the sea. On the sands of the lip of the sea. Did that happen? At that time, did he have any children? No, and he was 90 years old, and the Bible said as good as dead. The only thing that keeps you alive is what? Is God.
Amen.
That's the only thing that keeps you alive, is God. That's it. Nothing else. Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned. It was that verse number 3 in Greek is really, really good. Now, the Jews really thought a lot of Abraham and Moses, too. Moses, in Egypt, the Jehovah told him, I'm going to make you a god to Pharaoh. I'm going to make you a god to Pharaoh, and I'm going to make Aaron your prophet. You stand back and act like God, like you're God, and you tell your prophet to say this and do this, okay? And the Jews absolutely look upon Moses as if he's deity. If you blaspheme Moses' name, what happens? It's the same as blaspheming God. Okay? And Abraham was so righteous, and the Catholic Church picked this up later, that Abraham was so righteous, his righteous deeds were so good, that he had more than enough good righteous deeds to get to heaven. That's what they say. Do we have this pool of good works? What does the Catholic Church call this?
So
this pool of good works. They call this pool of good works the...
money.
Way to get money. Indulgences. Indulgences. That the prophets, that Abraham, that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Paul and all of them had said Peter had such good, they were such perfect lives that they had a pool of good works that you can buy from us now. That they didn't have to use all of them to get to heaven, so we got extra ones here. And for $1,000, you can buy a piece of Jesus' diaper, and with it goes these good works. This pool of good works. That really they did this. This isn't. That's not baloney. That's really happening. For the scripture says, it says, he believed Abraham the God, and it was reckoned, it's ego elogiste, elogiste. Now, third person singular, first aorist, indicative passive. It was set on his account, put in his bank account. That's what it means. The word log, when you log something down, you have a logistics, you have a log book if you're a truck driver or whatever. When you're out on a drilling rig, you've got a log book. When you're in a refinery, you've got a log book. You log these things down. It was logged and reckoned and set on his bank account, on the credit side of the ledger. That's what it says. To him. And then it says, ace, ace, dikaiosine. What's ace mean there, Brother Roger? Ace. 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 Okay, it is a sign of the direct object in Greek. What's the sign of the direct object in Hebrew? Et. All right. What is the grammatical rule for this, Sharon? Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. Look at this. This word ace here. Unto righteousness. It's reckoned on his credit side of the ledger, ace. I want you to look at this. This is grammatically. I don't want to scare you to death with all this technical stuff. But here's the word ace, okay? It looks just like it does in English. That's Greek. But you could just read it if you saw it in English. And then Hebrew is different. That is weird. Hebrew, that's et. That's the sign of the direct object. But both of them have this grammatical rule. Okay, here we have righteousness over here. And here we have a big box that righteousness fits in. Okay? And here we have this faith over here. Now, how far does this faith get? Now, there's a Greek preposition pros, that means up to, okay? And there's another Greek preposition in, which we get our word in out from, in, and that's location inside of it. And then we got a word epi, and that means upon. And then we got a word hypo. Hypo. And what does that mean, Brother Roger?
Under.
And we have dia. And that means what? Through it. Now, all of these things here, all of these prepositions, word ace means that much. Through and beyond. In Acts 2:38 says you're baptized for the remission of sins in King James, doesn't it? It should be dipped or immersed because of the remission of sins, not for them. It's the same idea. Ace. Ace gets you all the way to heaven. Faith takes you all the way through righteousness into heaven. All the way through. Thank you for your attention today. Russ, thank you so much for leading us in songs this morning.